One of the hottest clubs in the NHL here this morning.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity. They come in playing some really good hockey, and they've been playing really well. So it's going to be a nice challenge for us to hopefully head to the road on a good note.
You see some similarities at all between the two teams, where they are in their development phases of rebuilding and that kind of stuff, style?
Oh, between us and Calgary?
Yeah.
I think both teams have some nice pieces in place. Some good things to build off of, some good young talent. They're obviously a little bit ahead of where we're at right now. So I think there's a lot to look forward to for both teams.
Can you learn anything about how they've done it? How they've taken this?
I don't follow the Calgary Flames close enough to really know too much about how they've done it. But we'll watch some film on them. They're a fast team. I know from just playing them in the past, they do a good job of transitioning the puck. Any turnovers are coming back at you really quick. And, they feed off their top-end guys to push that pace.
How different is it for a forward where you lose a guy like Toby who's good at getting the puck up? Kind of what changes do you guys have to make, or challenges does that present?
Well, anytime you lose a guy in your blue line, it's difficult to replace just because you only have six of them. So he's one guy who does a great job breaking the puck out. He's a nightmare for forecheckers. He can just seem to slide by guys and move the puck into those big holes. So he's going to be missed. He's a heck of a player for us.
What did you think of the four-game suspension?
I don't know. I mean, I don't really know what he was doing out there in the first place, but... I guess they made their point, and we lose a guy for it. So I think they did a good job of coming down on him, because that was a pretty bad hit.
You lose Toby, and they lose a guy who doesn't really play there all the time. Any thoughts on just how unfair that seems?
No, I mean, he's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah. Okay.